Hello and welcome to the Final Siren Podcast. It's your host, Michael Alvaro, here with Liam Badkin. We're doing another mini draft today. Thanks for joining me, mate.
Thank you for having me after I cleaned you up last time. So we'll just have to see if you can redeem yourself.
Yeah, we will see. This time, obviously, we're doing another five picks each. The category we've gone for is like medal winners. So obviously the under 18 national championships recently wrapped up and we've got another one on the list in Riley Sanders. So congratulations to him and the Allies for taking out the title this year. So a few good names on this list, Liam. We'll go paper, scissors, rock again to decide who goes first, or are you going
to
give it to me?
I'll give it to you. Yeah, I did have pick one last time, so I will give you this one.
All right, so we'll go short, sweet, and snappy. My pick one, and there was a little deliberation, but I'm going with Tom Hawkins. And these guys, you know who they are. We don't need to explain why, I guess, we're going with these guys because they're, you know, some of the best players that the competition has seen. So Tom Hawkins, my number one pick. Who's yours?
My number one pick will be Christian Petrarca, you know, Norm Smith medalist. So, like you said, we don't really have to explain why we're picking these guys. They sort of pick themselves in that sense, which is interesting because, like you, I was split in the top two picks. I think I'd settled on Petrarca. So, you know, I'm pretty happy with this decision as well.
All right. So, you've got track. I've got Hawk. Number two for me. Really hard to go past Mark Murphy. 300 gamer for the Blues. And there's probably guys down the list who might eclipse him, but for his body of work as it stands, I'm going to go with Mark Murphy.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm going to go back a little bit further with my selection. Going to see someone down here that perhaps I might not have seen play, but I certainly know the legacy that he's left. I'm going to take Paul Salmon. Big ruckman / key forward.
Got a big fish there for sure.
Nice. Initially, was the tallest man in the to ever play AFL at the time. So and had a massive impact. But also a good nickname, Fish. So there you go.
Yep.
That's what I'm taking with my second pick.
Yep. All right. Good one. And probably the one that I was weighing up going with at pick two as well. It's my pick three now, and I am weighing up sort of going back in time a little bit. There's a couple 300 gamers in the 90s who you might look at too, but I'm going to look to the future. Give me Will Ashcroft.
Yeah.
All right. He was the Lark medalist, of course, from a couple years ago. And I mean, what a play. He's obviously just gone down with an ACL injury, but on upside, on what he could do, on what we've seen so far, one of the best top-end draft picks of recent times and an incredible talent who I'm hoping will, pay well in this pick three slot.
Could he end up surpassing some of the guys we've already talked about in the future?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he could be better than Mark Murphy, could be better at the end of the day than Track and Hawk as well. So, obviously, different kinds of players, but one of the best that I've seen come through the pathways.
Fair enough. And with my next selection, look, there's as you mentioned, there's some nice resumes back in the 90s. I won't mention anyone just in case that you're ready to select them. But I'm going to look at the future a little bit too. And I mentioned this guy in our last one. I'm going to take Sam Walsh just based off his resume in the first few years. I'm pretty confident, as you mentioned, with Ashcroft of what this guy has the potential to do. He's already made an All-Australian team, so he's, you know, a bit of a mainstay in my teams as it stands. So a bit of a nuffy over here, but I really like what he's done so far, and I really like what he can do in the future.
Yeah, well, I've picked Mark Murphy twice. You've picked Sam Walsh twice in two episodes. So goes to show where our loyalties lie. Next one for me at pick four is going to be Stephen Canilio.
Oh, that's a good one. Who's my next one?
We talk about good juniors. This guy pretty much did it all. Played at senior level from a young age. Won a Waffle Premiership with Swan Districts. High draft pick, obviously, needless to say, it was the best of the best, really, in his draft class. So he's gone on with it, a captain of the Giants, and, pretty easy pick for me at pick four.
All right, that's fair enough. I'm going to be going back once again, you know, take another
retro round for
me. And you know, with my heart, I'm going to have a Tasmanian on here who played for North Hobart, Paul Williams. Yep. So he stacked up 300 games during his time, split in between Collingwood and Sydney. Could pretty much play, you know, a lot of places over the ground. He played a bit of halfback, you know, went up forward and kicked a few goals as well. All Australian in the Tasmanian team of the century, which gives him a little bit of a boost in my book. So, yeah, he's who I went with next, and pretty happy with that.
How does he rank in terms of P. Williams's of the world? Of course, we've got Peter, the Rookie Me Central chief editor. So does he surpass Paul?
I think I'm going to have to see them play one-on-one just to see. I'm not sure whose body's in better nick at the moment, Paul or Peter. So it's it'll be a good battle.
Yeah, I'd back Paul, to be honest.
Yeah.
that doesn't say much. But pick five, rounding out my lot, there's a few. I am looking really at the more current generation. There are a few. Likes of Paul Hazelby. I mean, he was a top player back in the day. Came into consideration. Could even take Riley Sanders.
Yeah.
He's not even an AFL player yet, but obviously very highly rated. But I will select Oscar Allen of West Coast.
You stole my pick again.
Well, that's the beauty of having first go. Yeah. And yeah, you had it last time out. I've got Oscar Allen now. And yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter who else I'd mention here. Lachie Whitfield is probably the other one I was debating. There might even be a Jack Graham up for grabs for you, given you're a Richmond fan. But yeah, Oscar Allen, for what he could be and even what he's done so far in a pretty poor West Coast team at the moment, at least. Yeah, unbelievable.
Nah, fair enough. And yeah, I will be taking Lachie Whitfield. Obviously, Jack Graham has a very special place in my heart, but I have to separate the two with my head and my heart there. So yeah, I'll be taking Lachie Whitfield there. Obviously, last time out, I mentioned what I like about him, and that's his skill. So I think, like Mark Murphy was for you and like some of the other guys were that we mentioned, I think he can be a 300-game player. Yeah, there's just so much talent in his game, and will be one of the first great GWS players when his career's over.
Definitely. That's all we've got time for on this episode. 10 very, very good players. And there should be more great Lark medalists to come. Obviously, we mentioned Riley Sanders, the most recent one. And we'll see how the likes of Dev Robinson pan out. So, yeah. You happy with your choice?
I'm quite happy with my choice. Considering I picked second, I got a lot of guys that I was after. So, yeah, I think I might have done you again.
It probably says more about my drafting then. I think that, but no, I'll back myself. Fox
good,
backs me.
Good team, good team.
Yeah, no, it's going to be an interesting discussion. Of course, we'll put up a poll and answer or ask the question on our Spotify posting of this episode as to who you think are the top five Lark medalists and who got the better selections out of Liam and I. But Liam, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me once again. I'll see you next time.
Pleasure as always, mate. If you are looking to tune in to future episodes or maybe even catch up on what we've produced so far, make sure you follow at Rookie Me Central on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Hope you tune in next week.